Hey, welcome back from vacation.
Oh, thanks, man.
Did you and your wife have some good personal time, good face-to-face time down there in Kitty Hawk?
Yeah, I gave my wife a little FaceTime every day.
Uh-huh. How much?
We gave her 20 minutes. She could talk to me. She could complain. She could bring up old issues, new issues. 20 minutes a day.
And that was over the phone or live?
No, we were on vacation together, so it was live. Yeah.
Face-to-face.
Face-to-face. That's what vacations are for.
Yeah.
We were at Kitty Hawk.
Cool.
Kitty
yeah.
Hawk, North Carolina. Have you ever been?
Never been, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's where the Wright brothers flew.
Yes, I've modeled myself after Wilbur Wright.
Yeah, Wilbur Wright.
He's been my hero because he's the one who figured out how to make the airplanes fly.
Great, yeah.
Unlike
300 feet.
Unlike Orville.
I could walk the 300 feet in as long as it took him to fly it. Orville, he went the 860 feet. He made the big flight that day.
Can you...
December 17th.
Can you throw out your gum?
I probably could. I'm not an idiot. Oh, my God. Can I throw out gum? I can do it all, man.
Here you go.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to throw it out?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Fine.
So, this is our last show
What? I like to keep my lips busy. That's what I do when I ain't chewing gum.
I see. You're doing drag racing noises.
Maybe you want me to put some gum back in.
No, I don't think. No, I don't. I don't want you to put gum back in. Okay, put gum back in.
No, I'm not going to put gum back in.
Oh boy.
We're doing great. It's going to be great. And I know this is a labor of love. This is a passion project.
Well,
you. I've never seen you.
What project are we talking about?
You're like a little six-year-old with a new box of
Legos.
Let's back up.
A few weeks ago, we talked about getting a billboard for the radio station on Route 280, and we solicited ideas from listeners.
Route 280 West.
Right.
How many cars go past that billboard every day?
About 80,000.
You found a billboard on Route 280 West.
Right.
80,000 cars go past it every day.
Yep.
If you put the right... slogan, the right ad on that billboard, you can get those drivers
into an accident
to try our station, to give our station a little taste test.
Right, exactly.
You're like the Johnny Appleseed of crappy music.
About a month ago, we solicited ideas, and we got lots of great ideas on the show.
Ideas for the billboard,
and we gave them to listener Joe.
Okay.
Joe K., and he mocked up 10 of them.
I think my guy, Johnny Celentano, mocked up a couple.
Oh, that's right. Johnny did three, and Joe did seven.
Yeah, we did did our share.
That's true. And we came up with 10. We came up with 10 billboards. And
one of those candidates will be the lucky billboard that's chosen to grace Route 280 West.
Right. We're planning on doing a Kickstarter.
We need $5,000.
$5,000 to get our message up there for a month, to finally take the power away from the man, Clear Channel, that controls all the billboards in America, and give the power of billboard advertising back to the people.
You found one billboard not owned by Clear Channel.
Right.
It must be in some horrible dump.
Yeah.
It must be horrific.
If it weren't for the horrible traffic jams on Route 280, nobody would ever see it.
So wait, so let's get this. Come on, let's just get this in our heads. 80,000 people a day drive past?
Yes.
So if you got all 80,000 people to listen and love and support this station, that's 80,000 people a day times 30. Somebody do the math. You'd be the king of all media. You'd be the master of all you survey. That's millions and millions of people. It's a brilliant plan.
Yeah, I think the idea is to get maybe a small percentage of those 80,000.
More realistic.
To try the station.
No,
out.
I get it. Yeah, that's probably more.
And
realistic.
Then a percentage.
You're not going to bat 1,000. I'm glad you're seeing things clearly. I was a little afraid. You had kind of stars in your eyes. It's true. We won't bat 1,000.
No, we won't.
If we can just get one or two listeners a day to try us.
So we came up with 10 great ideas.
Yeah.
With the help of Johnny and Joe. And then Kimzilla put together a focus group for us.
Focus group.
Yeah, we put together a real focus
group. With real civilians.
At the Newport Center Mall.
People that had no idea what they were getting into. They weren't fans of the station.
No. Nope.
They were good, decent people. Unspoiled people.
Right, we disqualified.
They were virgins.
Right, we disqualified people who had heard of the station.
Yeah, how often did that problem come up?
Once.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah, you're in pretty safe ground there. Yeah.
Oh, very safe.
Yeah.
Very
so safe. You got these 10 people in a room. What did you pay them?
We paid them $50.
Yeah. For $50, I'd sit in the room, too, and listen to you babble on.
I wasn't in the room.
When do I get paid? How long were they in there?
Well, I was actually behind a one-way mirror.
Were they in there for an hour?
Yeah.
Gosh, that makes me so mad.
Why?
I do an hour here every week. I'm trapped in this room, the same size room as they are. Where's my $50? What do they do that I don't do?
They sign a release. Will you sign a release?
I don't know. God, that's infuriating.
I'll pay you $50 if you sign
God, a that's infuriating. Every time I look at this footage now, I'm going to think they get more respect than me. All right, I'm sorry. So you put together a focus group. Because you want to see which of these...
Right, we want a billboard that works.
You want to see which idea offended the fewest number of people.
Yeah, your ideas were horrible.
You didn't even use my ideas.
No, your ideas...
You didn't have the cojones to use my ideas.
Your ideas are up there. We used your ideas.
Did you use Caucasian radio? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, I see a black face on the screen. I can certainly understand why you were scared.
We used your anti-Semitic one.
Okay, then. It's something. You're throwing me a bone.
We used your dead mother joke.
How'd that go over? I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. I have not seen the footage of the focus.
So what we're going to do today is we have cameras in the studio. You wanted to keep me after school. You wanted to keep me here at 7 o'clock after the show and tape an intro to this Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
And then tape us commenting on the focus group.
Yep.
And then tape a little summing up.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't have been out of here until 8 o'clock. That would have taken an hour of my life.
Way more than that.
Here's what I countered. I said, Ken, let's do all that. I love that idea. I love you. I'm looking forward to it. Let's do all that during our show from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
That way, now hear me out.
Uh-huh.
It's a perfect plan. That way.
You get to go home earlier.
We get all this crap out of the way. We do your little Kickstarter thing. You're satisfied. The audience is entertained. It also, by the way, it does double duty. It's promoting the Kickstarter campaign,
mm-hmm.
right? And I get to go home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. You ain't going home at 7 o'clock.
It's a win-win.
No, you're not leaving at 7 o'clock.
I'll bet you a dollar I leave at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, you're on.
A dollar.
A dollar.
I'll bet you $10.
Now I'm scared. Oh, let me go home.
I've been telling you for weeks we have three videos to shoot.
All right, let's shoot the first one. Let's just do it.
Okay, so we're going to watch.
The cameras are here.
We're going to watch the
footage. No, let's introduce our thing. Let's do our intro.
Okay, you want to do the
intro?
Look,
I'm buttoning up my shirt. I have a nice shirt. I'm buttoning it up.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to be on Kickstarter.
Okay.
That's crowdfunding. That's the major leagues. I hope we pass the Kickstarter audition.
And you've done this before. I've never made a Kickstarter video before.
You're going to love it. It's money for nothing. What's not for you to love? It's made for you. God,
it ain't nothing so far.
It's money for annoying people. It might as well be called Ken Friedman's website, kenfriedman.com. All right, here we go. So we should do a little, what I think, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
And what points should we, what points do you want to hit? What bullet points are the most important to you?
That we're trying to raise $5,000 to get a listener-selected billboard up for a month.
On Route 280, should we say? Right. New Jersey, Route 280, should
on
we
Route
say it all?
Yeah, we just say Route 280.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what other bullet points are of interest to you?
The crap we're giving away, is that important, I guess?
I think what they say on Kickstarter is we have lots of, what are they called, Kim? We have lots of rewards. You can check them out. Below, right? We don't have to list them. People can find them themselves.
And you want to do your five?
Well, but we don't want to just talk for three, four. I'm telling you, the shorter the better. We can keep this under a minute, the better. We'll say lots of rewards. Check them out.
You want to do your $5, $10, or $15 joke?
I can't remember what that joke is.
Is that this Kickstarter is offering swag at the $5, $10, or $15 mark.
Whichever is greater?
Whichever is greatest.
Do you like that joke?
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's something. At least I'm in there swinging. I'm swinging the bat. I'm at the plate. I'm carrying my end of things.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that joke.
Yep.
Okay, and then how do we? And then we say, let's watch the focus group. I'm telling you, the shorter the better, because the focus group stuff will be a couple of minutes, right?
Less is more, is what you're saying.
Yeah, less is more. Could that be a billboard?
No.
How about less is less? How about less is WFMU 91.1?
WFMU is less?
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
None of these make sense.
I know.
We did come up with 10 that kind of make sense.
But they offend everyone.
They're pretty offensive.
We need some that offend as few people as possible.
Especially yours. Yours are very, very offensive.
Now it makes me curious. I don't remember all of them. I can't wait. I just can't wait. Okay, so let's begin. Should we count this down?
Are you going to do the intro?
Do you need to masturbate before we begin?
No, I'm fresh.
Okay, you're good?
Yep.
Okay. I'm good, too. I masturbated twice in the bathroom just before we begin.
Twice?
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't like to brag. You brought it up.
I did.
You brought up this whole masturbation thing.
No, you brought it up.
We'll have to play back the tape.
Thank you.
Luckily, it's all on tape. I think we could prove who mentioned it first. All right. So we'll begin. Hi. Should I just roll?
Just roll.
Hi, I'm Ken Friedman.
And I'm Andy Breckman.
And I'm Andy Breckman, too. And we're here at WFMU. We host a show called 7 Second Delay, as if you hadn't heard of it. And we have a new idea to promote the station and our show. We've rented a billboard here in northern New Jersey on Route 280.
And we have 10 very offensive ideas to put on that billboard.
But which one should be? Which one should we go with? There's only one way to really decide. We put together a focus group and got 10 lucky civilians to help us choose.
Well, this sucked as an intro.
It did?
Yeah, this is no good.
Hmm. What did we not do right? You did?
Yeah, you thought that was great?
Yeah.
Well, if you thought that was great, where do you see take two? Just wait. You just sit back. Your head's going to explode, lady. Thought that was great.
I think we should get how people... We have to mention how people vote.
Okay.
I think at the beginning, we should say flat out that we want them to, you know, pledge $5, $10, or $15 and to vote, which one of their 10 billboard ideas is...
We should have mentioned we need $5,000. That's what we missed.
Yeah, we missed a couple.
We missed $5,000.
Couple of important points.
Hey, did you like the...
Now we're doing it from this way? Great.
Wait. But can I just talk like this?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Hey, Kimmy, did you like the little shtick with the funny names that we confused our names? Like we introduced ourselves with different names?
Don't call yourself Andy Breckman 2. That didn't work. Just say, I'm Ken Freeman, I say I'm Andy Breckman.
But why is that funny? They don't know. Most people will know it's a joke.
Well, who's getting the better end of this stick anyway? It's not me. Good
it
God.
It doesn't make sense if I say I'm Andy Breckman and I'm Ken Freeman and you say you're Andy Breckman. 99.9% of the people won't think twice about that.
Okay, then why don't you call yourself Zalgon 25B?
Maybe. It just doesn't. Hey, you know, on my way here, I stopped at the drugstore for a minute.
Yeah.
I fooled you. I didn't stop at the drugstore. See, that's not funny, saying I stopped at a drugstore, because it's plausible.
No, you're
you don't know if I did or not. That's not a joke.
You're not being funny, but you sound like you're completely out of your mind.
Why? Stopping at a drugstore?
That's worth something.
All right, here we go. Listen, we got to go, because I'm... I got a hard out at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. $10 says you don't. Do the drugstore thing again.
Shut
it
up.
Killed.
Shut up.
Okay, let's
just
go.
Shut up.
Let's go. Let's do the intro to our Kickstarter video.
Hold on, let me say a prayer. God strike him dead.
Hi, I'm in.
Then I'd get out of here at 7 o'clock for sure.
Hi, my name
look,
is...
20 minutes to mourn him, 10 minutes to do some kind of obituary on the air. I'm out of here at 7.
Hi.
If he dies of a heart attack right now.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Andy Breckman.
And I'm Andy Breckman also.
That was terrible. Hi, I'm Ken Friedman. You're trying to come up with a zinger without doing Chevy Chase's, and I'm not. What are you doing? Andy's speechless.
Okay, I'll... Okay, here we go.
Get it together.
Here we go. Let's go.
Okay,
let's mention the $5,000. Let's do it, and we're going to do it in like 35, 40 seconds.
We have to mention the billboards.
And the billboard, of course, and that people can vote. And do you know what do they go to a website to vote?
They send their choice to billboard@wfmu.org.
Billboard@wfmu. WFMU?
Yes.
Like as in United? Okay,
yeah.
.org. Okay, got it.
I swear you can.
I got it.
You can remember that.
I got it.
Billboard@wfmu.org.
Well, now I wrote it down just to be safe.
Okay, good. Hi, I'm Ken Friedman.
I can vouch for that. He's Ken Friedman.
And we're here on WFMU on 7 Second Delay, where we are trying to take the power of billboards away from the man and give it back to you, the people.
We've rented a billboard on Route 280 here in northern New Jersey. We want to use it to promote our station, promote our show. We have 10 ideas for billboards. We can't decide between them. They're asking you to help us.
They're all equally offensive.
No, they're not all equally offensive. So some of them you can live with, and some of them I believe you'll never want to wait.
We're trying to raise $5,000 to put up one of these billboards for a month, and we want you to donate, and we also want you to email your choices to billboard@wfmu.org. We wrangled a bunch of people in a mall to do a focus group.
It may help you to see actual civilians reacting to these billboards. It may help you to decide which is your first choice. You can. We have other rewards that you might want to check out below. We're asking you to donate $5, $10, $15, whichever is greater. And thank you very much for your support.
That might have usable parts in it.
Okay, we'll just do another one.
Can we do it?
We'll just keep doing it.
Do one more?
Yeah, we'll just do another one.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is this all going out live on our show?
Yes, we're on the radio, yes.
So, people are hearing this for the third time now?
Yes.
Like they're driving home?
Yeah, you wanted
they're in the rain?
You wanted to do this on
the radio. This is their commute?
You wanted to do this on the radio.
Well, then we should apologize to our listeners.
Go ahead.
I apologize. We're taking advantage of you. We're indulging ourselves. We're doing this.
So that you can go home early.
Yeah, we're promoting. We're doing these promos live on the air.
We were supposed to do this after the show.
That's right, but that would have inconvenienced me.
Right, because this is something, this is making a video, which is different than doing a radio show.
Because unlike our volunteers here at the focus group we're about to watch, I'm not being paid.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Three.
Wait, we should close the door because there's a sound bleeding.
Yeah.
A great show, by the way, Irwin. I told Irwin, great show.
Yeah. No, you looked like almost meant it.
What I do is I squeeze a rusty nail
while
I say that.
Is it the same rusty nail you've been carrying around for
Yes. Yes. When I tell you how talented you are.
You should change out that rusty
Believe
nail.
Believe me, I know. It's getting a lot of use. A lot of the other DJs use it when they talk to you.
Yeah. Do you like shoot yourself like
Hey, I've got to spend a few hours with Ken. We have a meeting. Can I borrow the rusty nail? You hear that all the time.
Everybody has their own damn rusty nail.
Yeah. So, okay, here we go.
Door opened again.
Yeah, but now it's closing.
Okay.
Hey, Irwin, great show.
3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Ken Friedman.
And I can vouch for that. He's Ken Friedman.
And we're here on WFMU talking about our plan to take the power away from billboards, away from the man, Clear Channel, and give it back to you, the people.
It's our own pathetic way of saying we want to put a funny poster, a funny billboard up on Route 280 for a month. And that will cost us $5,000. If we raise more than $5,000, we can put different billboards up and keep it up for a while.
Right. We can put up two or three different offensive ideas.
We can offend even more people.
Right. So we're hoping that you'll donate. We're also hoping that you'll take a look at this video, look at the 10 choices, and email your preference to billboard@wfmu.org.
To help you decide, we've put together a real-life focus group with 10 civilians, and they're all going to be looking at these billboards, and maybe that will help you make your choice. We are looking for $5,000. We have rewards that we're offering. Check them out below the screen. And let's take a look at what the focus group has to say. Is that you acting?
No, you eliminated your $5, $10, $15 joke.
Oh. But how do I do that now? And can it be
You can't.
Edited in?
You blew it.
Five
You
ten,
ruined everything.
Hold on. The $5, $10, $15 joke. Can that be edited in?
Yes.
Well, then we've got it. Wait, what?
That was not the $5, $10, $15 joke. That was you saying the words.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The actual joke. Okay. I'm new to this.
New.
Okay. Please pledge $5, $10, or $15, whichever is greater.
Can't use that.
I'm here with my borderline retarded co-host, Ken Friedman.
You ready to go? Should we watch?
Yeah, let's watch the book. Wait, we have to get. Wait, Kim's the boss. Kim, between the five takes you heard, did we get what you needed?
Barely. It got a little worse over time.
It did.
What are you missing? What are you missing? I'll say whatever you want me to say.
Can't we edit them all together?
No, we'll be editing between them. And you know, it's not like we had one perfect take.
Yeah, Ruth will beat George Martin.
Between. Definitely not one perfect.
Oh, take. I know. No, agreed. But aren't there pieces?
Yeah.
It's like Good Vibrations, Irwin. Good Vibrations, right, Irwin?
Strawberry
Irwin,
Fields.
Strawberry Fields. A million takes of a million different parts, and it all came together.
Yeah,
that was the Good Vibrations of radio promos.
Yeah, let's not talk to Kim because she doesn't have a microphone, so nobody can hear.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you pull up your microphone.
Okay. Okay, so let's say we've got that. I think we have that. Now, here we go. We're going to watch the focus group. And is the idea, now, before we begin, our audience at home listening live will be able to hear the audio. Is that correct?
Right.
And will we hit pause and comment on it? Or do you want to comment over the audio? I think we should hit pause. I think anything you want to say, we have to hit pause, because otherwise, how will you edit it together?
What do you say, Ruth? Should we hit pause or should we just talk over? I don't think... It doesn't matter.
Why?
It doesn't
matter.
Because
then you'll hear, then it'll never be synced up perfectly with the actual audio.
Don't worry.
I'm getting your audio.
I know, but isn't the idea to show the focus group and then cut to us commenting on it?
You're overthinking, I think.
You're overthinking. You're underthinking. Zinger. Woo! That's how you do it. Come back in the year. Did you get that on tape?
What does the zinger?
You're overthinking. You're underthinking.
The zinger gets better. Over time, you're saying that if we go back and listen to that zinger a year from now, it's going to be a lot funnier?
The zinger, no, I'm going back. The last 12 months, that's the zinger I've been working up toward.
Really?
I've been waiting 12 months for him to say, you're overthinking. I've had that in my pocket.
That was barely a zinger.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
So we had Dan Boda.
I can't believe you're my best friend.
Dan Boda was our moderator.
Because I hate you.
Dan Boda was our moderator for the focus group.
Yeah. Oh, good. He did a great job.
And we had about 12 or 13 people in there looking at our 9 billboard ideas.
Paid $50 each. I'm not a math whiz. I make zero here every hour. They make $50 an hour. How much is that more than me?
They made $50 more than you made.
Yeah, that's it. That's the number.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
I didn't know you had $50.
So does anybody want to get us started? Tell us maybe what kind of music do you think, or what kind of content do you think we should play on
the radio? We should describe what's on the billboard.
Yeah, what was that first billboard? What did it say?
The first billboard, they're considering 10 billboards. The first one says, WFMU, 4 out of 5 doctors.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, for the love of crack. Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. WFMU 91.1 FM, 35% of what we play cannot legally be described as music. That's the first billboard.
So does anybody want to get us started? Tell us. Maybe what kind of music do you think, or what kind of content do you think would be played on this radio station? Yes.
Right away, I'm confused, Daniel. It kind of just looks like an informational alert, like alert, danger, with the stark red and black and white. So I'm confused as to, am I going to listen to the news on this station, or am I listening to music? I'm not sure what I'm going to be getting.
Do you want that woman listening to your station?
She would not like what she hears.
Yeah, as opposed to who?
It looks like an alert or something.
Okay. It looks like it's giving you like a fact or something, like when you're driving and you see DUI, like don't drink and drive, kind of looks like that kind of alert.
Oh, it's like a public service alert.
Yeah, it's not a friendly alert either.
Not very friendly alert.
Very striking.
Yeah.
What can you?
They're not loving this, Ken.
No, they don't like that billboard at all.
Well, that's a good question. But what does it make you think? What kind of content do you think you might hear if you were to tune this in?
News,
that's right.
I actually think you'll probably hear pop music because it's so saccharine sweet that, you know, it's probably not even music.
Oh, he gets it exactly wrong.
So yeah.
He
thinks it's all pop music.
He thinks we'd be playing like super slick, sweet pop music.
Based on that little slogan.
I thought it was a joke. I thought the whole message was a joke.
Stephanie, we love you.
She got it. She understood it was a joke.
So 1 out of 10 people get us.
Legally can't be described as music, so they're playing.
Oh, she's taking it literally.
Like really hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's close.
Oh, she's right.
She's close. You're right, sweetheart. You're close.
We're playing the hippie noise.
But she doesn't know it's a joke.
So maybe they're trying to get a certain type of people.
Yeah, that's right.
What type of people would you think they're trying to get?
Maybe because it says they play cannot legally. So maybe illegal something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like her to you would accept her as a listener?
She gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're 2 out of 10 people.
If you saw a billboard like this, would you be intrigued or would you check out the station?
No.
Everybody says
no.
All right, so let's move on.
So that's not very effective. But wait, hold on. Let me hit pause for a second.
Okay.
Let's see which next billboard.
Okay, we'll describe the next one. Here's billboard number 2, and it says WFMU 91.1 FM, where bad music happens to good people. That's choice number 2. Wait, hit pause for a second. Let me just ask you something. You're station manager.
Yeah.
You're the big honcho here. This is your baby.
Yep.
So 10 out of 10 people said that billboard wouldn't be effective. But would you still, there are people out there that would get it and it might be effective. Would you still put that billboard up?
It depends. I have a choice of 9 other billboards.
Yeah.
Here.
So that didn't eliminate the choice.
Did not make me happy that none of them liked it.
But these aren't necessarily your. Are these people that you hope would try you? Try to listen?
Well, I would hope that anybody would try us.
Yeah. Okay.
And they didn't seem intrigued by it. It didn't seem to pique their interest.
So the stock of that billboard or that choice has gone down in your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see the next one.
It didn't make them laugh. It didn't bring out anything positive.
Okay. Now the next one is where bad music happens to good people.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see.
The radio station as negative. Like you're saying, the bad music that happens to good people. Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Mm.
Is it representing something bad and it's going to influence like, say, teenagers in a negative way?
Uh-huh. Well, see, this is interesting because she has multicolored hair. And she seems to hate it.
Yeah, she hates it. Oh, people of all stripes.
So you're not quite sure what
that
means in this context?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bad joke.
Oh, it's a bad joke.
You feel like it's a bad joke.
It's not clear, like, this happens to me all the time when I'm driving on the turnpike coming towards, like, exit 14, and there's always, like, billboards, and, like, that doesn't make sense, because people love reading billboards.
Ken, you're hated by everyone, every ethnicity, every age group. Yes.
It's edgy to a fault?
Yes, it's too clever.
Ooh, edgy to a fault.
Edgy to a
fault. You agree with these people.
That could almost be on your tombstone. He was edgy to a fault.
Right.
Here lies Ken Friedman.
If bad refers to rock or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Confusing.
It might be your own interpretation of music.
What is the definition of bad music?
Yeah.
Well, what would you think? What would your response if you saw that and you thought bad music? What would you think was bad music?
It all depends on the person, but I wouldn't know.
You're not gonna like it.
They're not gonna like it. You're not gonna like it, sweetheart.
It may be bad to somebody, but it may be good to someone else.
Yeah, good point. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Between the first and
you've given us a lot to think about.
Almost like it's advertising to very niche markets.
Ooh, yeah.
At least with the choice of words and the colors, it's not really inviting an inclusive.
Not inviting. Not inclusive.
Yeah, that's right.
I think this is one of your ideas.
Yeah.
Not inviting. Not inclusive could be a billboard.
The design.
Not inviting, not inclusive. Let's see him suck on that one. Okay.
I think it was Darshan. Did you say it looks like a bad joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
All right, well, let's turn down the sound. Let's turn down this sound and just discuss. So what is your reaction, Ken? This is another of your babies that they seem to be rejecting.
Yeah, well, it was one of my choices, but I didn't think of that billboard. Okay.
Oh, here's number three.
Oh, we're on to number three
and
now.
Now, this one I don't understand. It says this. What the hell is on WFMU 91.1 FM? This would be our billboard. It says, what the hell is on? We can't tell! ! And then it has our phone number. Call 201-521-1365 and let us know. I don't understand that one.
That was an idea that came out of this show a couple of weeks ago.
I don't understand it. What does it mean we can't tell?
I can explain what the intent is.
Yeah, but
is.
You won't be driving with these people explaining it. You won't be in their car on their commute.
The idea here
I'm keen to learn.
The idea here was to have a billboard that would draw people in who had never heard of WFMU, get them to tune it
but
in.
But what does it mean we can't tell? And what is that number? What happens if you call that number?
You get an answering machine.
Oh, for the love of crack. That's not how I would have worded it. I mean, and in so many words, they're going to be driving by. They won't see it.
Oh, these were all mailed to you well ahead of the focus group.
I don't open your emails.
You could have spoken up.
I assume it's spam. I assume it's some kind of horrible virus.
So do you want to jump ahead?
Well, no. I want to see people get confused. I always enjoy seeing people baffled. Let's watch them baffled and angry. Yeah, they don't like that one either.
I think it was Darshan. Did you say it looks like a bad joke?
Yeah,
wait,
you
backed up.
Yeah, I backed up too far.
Okay, there you go. There, this one. Okay, now it's We Can't Tell, call, and here's the phone number.
That's the morning show phone answering machine.
Okay, these are baffled and angry people.
If you saw a billboard like this,
these people are thinking only $50?
Yes, baffled people with multicolored hair.
Yes. Go ahead, here we go.
No
one would call.
It's what kind of radio station would you think this was? Would you even know it was a radio station?
No.
It's the stupidest thing I ever saw.
You did notice that it said 91.1.
It was a listener idea.
I'm sorry. Do you take every listener idea? You don't filter them out at all?
I thought we would get some good calls.
I would just pass.
That we could then
but
put
no,
on
it's
here.
A great idea to have a phone number, but it's so many words.
Why call?
Yeah, it's so worded stupid. That makes me so mad.
Well, your ideas are coming up. Don't you worry.
You should have had me rewrite that.
But I don't think you'll get
how would you have written it?
I can't think off the top of my head, but it should be fewer words. It should be more intriguing.
About 10 minutes.
If this is on a billboard, you're driving by, you ain't taking time to write.
You ain't taking time to write down that number, says.
Would you find this insulting or would it upset you?
All right. By the way, our moderator is doing a great job. Who is our moderator?
That's Dan Boda of the Vocal Fry program.
Good job, Kim. You put this together. I love how you did this. Okay, hold on. Here's the next one. Wait, we should have paused for a second.
No, they laughed.
Okay, the next one did get some laughs.
Yeah.
How's that feel, Ken? You got some laughs.
Feels great.
Yeah.
I think it was
kind of an interesting change of pace.
It was your
line. They like something.
You wrote this one.
Okay, am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah.
Okay, the billboard, the proposed billboard that the focus group is now about to discuss. It says 4 out of 5 doctors recommend WFMU 91.1 FM. The fifth doctor is an asshole.
And they laughed.
And why does it say WFMU.org on
it? Just...
It's too wordy now. It's too cluttered. You got to lose that. All right, here we go.
Okay, so people are laughing. So can you elaborate on why you're laughing? What is that feeling that you're feeling as you see this?
What is that feeling?
I feel that they're reaching. It's funny.
It's funny?
I can understand the joke this time.
Finally, they understand the joke. Is that okay with you if they understand the joke?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's your joke.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
You can take credit for a well-written joke.
I don't want to hear.
You know,
I don't want to brag, but it makes sense. That's all I can say.
Signs that you're passing by. I just have to think that my 2-year-old is looking at that sign and she acts what an asshole is.
Yeah, there's kids on these cars, Ken. These kids, Daddy, what's an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're doing a public service.
Yeah, it's insulting.
Well, it's mild compared to what comes out of the White House.
That's true. That's a good defense, Ken. Make sure you keep that line in mind for your big lawsuit.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Okay, so that kind of discourse...
How am I going to get sued? I'm going to get sued by who for using the word asshole on a billboard?
Well, there might be a non-asshole driving by.
I see, and they would sue me for defamation?
I don't know.
Stephanie,
maybe not.
Be the fifth doctor?
Yeah. What if it's
the fifth
doctor?
The fifth doctor will sue me.
Hold on, let's see. What kind of radio station?
But I probably would dial in just to see because I...
Yeah, she'd dial in just to see. You caught one. You caught a fish.
All right.
You caught a little guppy. Okay, hold on. Let us hit pause. This is the next billboard. Oh, this might also be one of my ideas.
This was your idea.
I'll take the blame if they don't like it.
This was your idea.
I'll cop to it. I'm not denying it.
Go ahead.
It says WFMU 91.1 FM, and it says in big letters, as unpopular as you are.
That's offensive.
That's offensive.
Would you elaborate?
I find it offensive because it's like insulting someone.
Huh.
Because how can you just say that someone's unpopular as a radio station? Maybe people just haven't heard of it yet.
Oh,
oh, it's insulting to us.
Once they want to listen to it.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. She's taking our side.
I think it's like it's unique, rather than to single it out as something different, but not to say unpopular, as unique as you are.
Yeah, why don't you say unique instead of unpopular? Yeah.
Does it seem insulting or...
Yeah,
it's insulting.
It's insulting, Andy.
Like myself,
it's your idea.
Hold on. Nobody likes it.
It's very dark, and I do enjoy that.
Oh, this guy likes it. We caught one.
A younger crowd.
A younger crowd?
Self-deprecative humor is actually more almost like millennial-oriented.
Yeah, millennial. I'm young at heart. We're young at heart. We're kids.
Contemporary music, or
contemporary
not
music?
Way to go into different genres. Just
different genres. That's what we do.
How diverse it may be.
You know, what's amazing is I'm standing behind that one-way mirror,
and they can't see you.
They can't see me. I could see them, but they couldn't.
Could you hear them?
I could hear everything. I could see everything. They couldn't see me at all.
Perfect.
Just art.
That's the dream scenario. I wish for that every Wednesday.
Brand would like for it to be. So I would mess around with the colors and the fonts itself, but...
Yes, mess around with the colors.
Oh, fonts.
Change the font.
I heard of fonts.
Okay.
My name is
Linda. All right, well, here we go. That's killed.
Antoine, I'm sorry. You were saying something before, and I missed it.
It seemed like they...
So what would you expect to hear?
We're still on as unpopular as you are.
Like music.
Yeah, they're... design.
Oh. Zipping forward. Oh, here we go.
Okay, the next one. How come you...
Yeah, and does it work?
The next one...
How come you went back?
Well, because I'm trying to go back to the beginning. So we can...
So what would you expect to
hear
the
damn reaction?
Oh, for the love of God. Okay.
Like music, probably...
All right. You ready?
You're the worst.
You're the worst. Okay.
So you would expect maybe also to hear... Okay, you ready? ...hear spoken word or...
Oh, just turn down the sound and we're good.
The next one came up was also an idea... the show we did 3 weeks ago.
I'm a big fan of the next one. I hope they like it.
Yeah.
The next one says, wait, hit pause. The next one says, WFMU 91.1 FM, and it has a big picture of Richard Nixon. It looks like from a campaign poster.
From 1968.
From 1968. Big picture of Richard Nixon dominating the billboard in red, white, and blue letters. And then in big blue letters, now more than ever. As if it was.
A so I hear Darshan is saying Richard Nixon and laughing. Can you tell us why? Does anybody here know who Richard Nixon is?
Yeah. Oh, they've heard of the president, Richard Nixon.
The president, past president.
President a long time ago.
And the younger folks in the room, you also know who Richard Nixon is?
Yeah, they've heard of him in their history class.
So if you see a billboard like this, how does that make you feel? What does that make you think you'll hear on this radio station?
Probably a whole bunch of presidential stuff.
Yeah, presidential speeches, maybe.
Running for president, probably talking about.
Well, that won't work at all.
Okay.
This is not going to work at all.
Republican radio station.
Yeah, conservative Republican radio.
Not public, Republican.
Oh, okay. And would you tune in?
Oh, he was making a joke. not public radio, Republic. In radio.
And then he went on to point out there is a difference.
Not a chance.
Not a chance,
a lot of
buddy.
People were saying earlier that they listen to the radio in their car, and this would be a billboard. So would this entice you to spin the dial to 91.1?
No.
I would, because I love news. I'm into politics. And
well, you are into the biggest disappointment of your life, darling.
Especially with everything going on right now with our politics and White House.
Yeah, come on aboard. Come on aboard, honey. Come on aboard the disappointment ship.
This is a past president who was impeached.
Impeached.
Does that make you think that you're going to find something on this station that might.
Something not worthwhile.
Yeah, something that's not worthwhile.
I want to think. When I'm looking for a radio station,
he doesn't want to think.
And enjoy them if there's music. But
oh, if he doesn't want to think, baby, come on aboard. Hop on in, brother. He doesn't want to think. Can't get his name.
We're still on the moral thing. Why would you talk about somebody's dead mother?
We skipped ahead.
Oh, dead mother.
Hold on, let me see. We skipped ahead here. Hit pause.
Stop doing that. That's not doing anything.
Hit pause.
Consider this a musical station.
Wait, hit pause.
I want to see which one they're talking about.
What's the dead mother?
No, we're not. There we go. Now we're at the dead mother.
So this one says, and this one I did suggest, so you know it's good. This is my bid for immortality.
Yeah.
It's a picture of a sweet old lady. She's smiling. It looks like she's in her 80s or 90s. Mm-hmm. I love her. She looks like anybody's grandmother. And it says, we're talking about your dead mother on WFMU.
Right. And I remember when you thought of this idea on the air.
Yeah. You loved it right away,
and,
didn't you?
No, I thought it was offensive. I thought people would really turn people off.
Turn people off. Yep.
Yep.
I misunderstood your mandate.
But you thought that it would be irresistible for people to tune in.
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I said if people's mother had passed, for people whose mother has passed, it would be irresistible. They would be intrigued.
So this was a bid for the part of the people who were driving by the billboard.
20%, 25%.
Whose mother had just recently
died. Not recently, not necessarily.
Oh, okay, so they just dead.
Anyone whose mother has passed,
right?
I think would find it
irresistible. And you don't think people would? Okay, well,
I can prove it. Let's hear what the focus group
says. Let's hear what the focus
group
says.
Oh,
it's awful. They're saying people are putting their heads in their hands.
Nope, not all of them.
That would turn me off.
Wait, let's hear from the people who've lost their mothers.
I take when they're speaking about a close relative, like your mother.
Yes.
I says they take it upon themselves.
Yes.
Which they do something which I don't care for.
Oh wait! Oh, he doesn't
and
get it.
Then I would think that the whatever would come from there would be your talk. Would be offensive to me. So I would not even look for it.
Yeah. You would be angry if you saw
it. I would.
Sounds like he's not a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
I see.
I think
Brian,
he hates it.
We've lost that guy.
I'm not even close to my mother. This is more just a moral thing. Why would you talk about somebody's dead mother on a radio station?
Yeah, Andy, why?
Well,
what were you going for?
I thought people who missed their mothers would want to hear some conversation about her.
I honestly don't believe that anybody would try to.
Oh, wait till your mother dies, kid. You'll come back on your knees begging us to talk about her. You'll see. We'll have that kid back.
Dead mother. Like, I didn't even read past it to see on WFW.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think they're just trying to be funny.
What? Oh, that's
and
true.
It's not working.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh.
Hey, buddy, come in my swimming pool and tell me how unfunny I am. Come around, flap around my swimming pool for a while.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
Why do you want to invite that guy into your swimming pool?
He doesn't think I'm funny?
I wouldn't want to give them.
Oh, I see. So
come over for a barbecue. And go floating around in my swimming pool, my heated swimming pool.
My eyes shot straight for dead mother, and I'm like...
You fired the zingers off when you're in the swimming pool.
No, I think I'm proving that the pool was built with my jokes.
Oh, I see.
My jokes paid for the pool.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying that you're very funny in the swimming pool.
That too.
Would you complain about this billboard if you saw it?
Yes.
There was nothing. Hey, well, that's, we'd get news. It's newsworthy.
What would your complaint
Ken, this
be?
Is not all negative.
Well, that, yeah, that's positive.
Yeah.
If they would complain about
if
it.
If they promise they'd complain.
To the family, for one thing.
Yeah.
The immorality of it.
And well, if there was a phone number on that one, I would probably call him up and tell him.
Well, he doesn't love his mother. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Here's the next one.
Another one of Andy's ideas.
Okay, WFMU. It says now 100% Jew-free. Because, and it's inspired, you know, your pogrom when you fired that Jewish show in the morning.
Yeah, no, I
tried
didn't,
to get rid of all the Jews.
Didn't fire them. Didn't get rid of all the Jews.
I know
Jews.
When Nachum comes around, you quickly put up the little menorah thing, the prayer thing on the door. You put it back up.
The mezuzah.
The mezuzah, yeah.
Yeah.
You keep it in your drawer. Yeah. Nachum's coming. Get the mezuzah back up.
Oh, I have 32 of them because there's 32 doorways in the building.
But I know how you feel, and that was kind of a tip of the hat to you.
Yeah.
And your pogrom, your recent pogrom.
So, yeah.
Now, 100% Jew-free. Let's see what these people have to say.
People are kind of quiet. Well, I see Jarrell, you're laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Linda, you're shaking your head.
Terrible. Yeah, Jarrell thinks it's funny.
You're laughing but saying terrible.
Yeah, wait, you're laughing. Hold on.
It's like cringeworthy just because how insensitive it is to a particular race.
To the Jews.
Yeah, I know that there's a niche market for it.
Yeah, there's a niche market. I love that kid. Yeah, there's a niche market. Jew haters.
Would be an offensive billboard?
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Is anybody offended by it right now?
Ken, why didn't you do Caucasian radio?
No.
God, I'd kill for it.
So, Jaquan, can you tell me about...
I'm not offended by it because I'm not a Jew, so...
Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Might even
exactly.
If I see
not offended.
Most people,
offended.
Would not be.
That station. I don't want to hear them talk about a whole bunch of Jews or how Jew-free they are.
They're Jew-free. There's no Jews. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, now this is... I know everybody loves this. You can include me in that. Very funny. It's not my idea, but I really do love it. It looks like a very traditional radio billboard. You know how they often have three... musicians
right.
to give you a taste of what kind of music they play.
Yep.
And in this case, we have three big faces, and the faces are identified. Their names are above their faces.
It says Rihanna, Bieber, Manson.
So the three faces are Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and then, of course, Charles Manson. People might not realize Charles Manson actually did record, write and record some music.
A lot, and some very big bands covered his songs.
Yeah, I know you're a fan.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although there were some other aspects of his life that I think mitigate his musical talent.
Okay, Mr. Glass Half Empty.
Okay, WFMU 91.1, Rihanna, Bieber, Manson. Let's see how the...
Manson.
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 So, Nick Wong, can you repeat what you're saying?
They just want a different perspective. Like, they want you to look at it. That's why they keep changing what they're doing.
Ah, he's ahead of us.
Yeah.
You see, they got three different types of artists.
Three different types
they
of artists.
To like change the view, like they, it seemed like they're trying to be different from every other radio station.
So
they,
three different.
They're trying to have a little bit of everything on it. Like,
he gets us.
Like
he
music,
does.
They're trying to be funny. They're trying to talk about people. They're just trying to have like a different like vibe on it. So they're trying to be different.
Yeah, that's just me. That's all it is.
Okay.
So I like music from all three. I would definitely go into this.
Wonder what her favorite Manson tune is.
Like I'm gonna be hearing
Cease to Exist.
Bieber,
Garbage Dump. There's so many good ones.
Didn't you and Hank walk down the aisle to Cease to Exist at your wedding?
So you would switch there so you could get Rihanna, Bieber, Manson.
Yep.
All of them.
And I know I'm getting music, so
good music.
These are artists, and I know that they sing, and I know there's gonna be music here.
We play Bieber, Rihanna.
Hold on. Does somebody correct her?
And Caitlin, Caitlin.
It's okay. I feel like now you know it's about music, unlike the last three where it was like unclear.
Doesn't anyone correct
them?
It's all about
like
music. Rihanna, Bieber,
like
Kim. Did anyone know who Manson was?
And now you know it's like music. So obviously, tune into it if you like those certain artists and the other artists who are in there.
And we actually do play sets of Rihanna, Bieber, and Manson all the time.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's nothing to be proud of, Ken.
I did it just today.
It ain't a badge of honor, Ken.
Yes, it is.
Pop music and maybe a little bit of pretty sure it's Charles Manson and
yes,
not Marilyn
Manson. Yes, it is. It's Charles
Manson. I think that's
I love it. Like, this is definitely up my alley.
Yeah. Slaughterer of a dozen people.
Very dark.
He didn't. He was not on the scene of any murder.
He was convicted of first degree murder.
I know with the addition.
But he was never on the scene of a murder.
No. Like you, he was just this Bengali that sent them out to do his dirty work. I can see why you identify with him.
Different sides. Maybe they are going to throw in like different genres, but they're still trying to be edgy. They're still trying to be different away from mainstream radio. But at least now, with it's clear that it's a radio station and there's music playing.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that one is the most positive response.
Yeah. No, this one's getting an overwhelmingly positive response.
Well, by your standards, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Two people liking it.
The right coloring, the letters and the red.
They love it.
Script.
They don't hate it.
They love it.
You are so funny.
That's a plus. Having the faces of the artists are good.
I
love it.
Again.
Okay, wait. Turn down their sound. Now, was that the last billboard?
Yeah.
Oh, then okay, great. So is this guy going to bring it home and ask for a conclusion?
Standing for anything?
Oh, okay. This is the guy who curses, so we gotta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken. Now, overall, I know you hadn't seen this before tonight. You're seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you sad? I think this guy did a great job. I think Kim did a great job in assembling it.
Yep. And Ruth.
And Ruth.
And Grant.
And Grant. Oh, that's right. The
and
camera
Clay,
work was
Clay
great.
Pigeon helped us too.
Very impressive. Now, tell me your reaction. What are you thinking?
I love Rihanna.
I know, but what are you thinking overall about the focus group?
I love the Biebs.
I know, but what are you thinking overall about the 10?
I think they love this billboard.
We got to go with this billboard.
Well, we want to let people vote.
Right.
People, we want to let people vote.
You mean people that pledge supporters on the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, when the Kickstarter goes live next week, we're going to want people to send in their preference to billboard@wfmu.org.
I would expect to hear Justin Bieber. I would expect to hear all the latest music.
Yeah.
Because he's the latest uprising
people
stars.
Don't seem to have a problem with Charles Manson anymore.
Well,
maybe his music can finally be heard now.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last questions about this. So, would this billboard make you want to tune into the station? Would you tune in to check it out?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, as an older person, I would just. Not. It's not for me. So, as a person.
I love that guy. I love you, sir.
A
kindred spirit. All right.
Okay. Oh, did he say something about serial murder?
I don't know. Why wouldn't he?
What was he talking about?
Well, he might have been talking about Charles Manson if he mentioned serial murderer.
So listen, if you want to get out of here by 7, now we have to do the outro.
Okay, now what? Okay, Kim, what should the outro consist of?
Oh, hang on a second.
In a perfect world.
Well, I think we've talked to an audience that obviously is not from WFMU. So I think you need to bring it back home and tell the Kickstarter audience, which is going to be the base of our WFMU listeners,
okay,
and kind of implore them to participate and make this a reality.
Okay.
Wow, you're good.
Yeah, why isn't she at
Boy,
the mic? I know.
Kim Zill is so good.
You've got the wrong guy on the mic. Kim, you should be sitting in this chair.
And Kim and Emily, Kim and Emily are coming up at 7 o'clock with In Real Life. By the way,
what's your theme? What's your little show tonight? You do a little show, right? Every week,
a little one.
It's called Girls on Fire.
Keep moving on.
Girls on Fire.
Keep moving on.
And then you have a little topic every week.
We do every week.
A little topic.
Yes,
a little frilly girly topic.
I think that's great that Ken lets the girls do a show.
Talk about fashion.
Hats.
We talk about boys.
Frilly hats. What to do if a boy gets you a bauble?
That's all. These are all great. I bet a lot of women are tuning in and appreciating the effort. That's great.
Eye on the prize here. Focus.
Yes, okay.
Let's get this done.
Okay.
We need to have this up by next week. We need to start editing.
Yes, yes, we do.
And do.
In real life.
I'm with you. I'm here for you.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, what?
Can you listen to me?
3, 2, 1, what?
What Kim just said.
Okay, hi. What
no,
Kim
no, you don't have
said.
To say.
Huh? Wait, what?
You don't have to say hi anymore because we're now towards the end of the video.
The video is over. I'm told I don't have to say hi anymore.
Those were the results.
What?
Okay.
I'm so confused.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay. So now we know. Three. Now we know. Okay. Wait till I get to one. Three. Now we know. 3, two, one. So now we've heard from the focus group, from the participants there, but we'd like to hear from you. Which billboard would you like to see up on Route 280 in northern New Jersey?
Right. Those people aren't giving us money. We hope that you are, and we hope that you'll give us money and tell us which of these 10 billboards you'd like to see up on Route 280. The email address to let your preference be known is billboard@wfmu.org.
And then next time you're in the tri-state area, you can cruise down 280. You can take a look at our billboard. And when I say our, I mean yours as well. And have a little sense of pride, a little sense of ownership, because you would have helped erect that monstrosity that's offending every other car on the highway.
I'd say 3 out of 4 cars.
3 out of 4 cars being offended. That's our goal. Join us.
Was that good enough?
That was perfect.
You still have 4 more.
I was really charismatic there.
Keep rolling.
I turned on the charisma.
I owe you $1.
There might be too charismatic for Kickstarter.
Oh really?
I think at some point it just kind of blows their wires.
Yeah, we could get taken down for being overly charismatic.
Well, to make the other Kickstarter campaigns look bad.
Yeah, I see. I got it. Okay, so the Kickstarter is probably going to go up late next week, maybe. We're not sure exactly when. Possibly late next week. But
and we're asking people. I'm going to pledge. I'd love to be the first to. Wait, is there some way to start pledging now? Is there an,
not yet. Nope.
Not until we get this video up.
Not until the video goes up and the Kickstarter goes live.
I'm going to be. I want to be first in line. Or
when it goes up, it'll be right at wfmu.org.
And we hit $5,000. We have our billboard. If we go north of that, there's.
We
some,
can change it. We could keep it.
We could keep it longer.
Right. We could get an additional couple of months and put up new billboards.
Maybe you'll have new ideas coming in.
Right.
Or
I mean,
cease and desist.
We could hire lawyers to help us get past some of these really offensive concepts.
The legal team will eat up a little money. That's true.
Legal issues. Pay off the Biebs.
I'd be so proud to be part of that lawsuit.
The Biebs now lives in Montclair.
So he might see this.
Yo, he would see it.
Oh, just to see his little expression change.
Driving to and from his compound.
Yeah.
His religious compound.
Oh, my God. Well, I'd be honored to have him be offended.
So would I.
Maybe he'll be listening to your little show while he's driving up and down.
Oh, the little girly frilly show?
Aw.
Yeah. Now, what's the topic today? How to please your man? Is it...
What I did on my summer vacation.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one, too.
It's not much better.
No. Well, I hope the two are not. I hope the two don't preclude the other. I hope you can do both. Go on a summer vacation and please your man.
Let's hope.
And we should thank Michelle Mealy.
Absolutely.
Remember who she is?
Nope.
Yep. Nick the Bard.
Of course, as always. Veronica. And
Andrew M., who does our recaps.
And everybody else who's going to contribute to our Kickstarter.
Ruth and Bridget doing camera work tonight.
$5. $10. We're not asking.
John Dalton helped us out at the mall with the focus group.
You know, $10. We're not asking for much, right? We don't want huge whale size contributions.
No, I like the fact that our Kickstarter is based on the honor system. You pledge $5, $10, or $15, whichever one is the most to you.
Yeah, whichever
that's not,
one.
That's not the way most Kickstarters go.
And we hope you share a sense of pride in the billboard that we will be putting up. And you'll be seeing the billboard on Route 280. And if Ken has his way, you'll also be reading about it in the newspapers as people sue us or accidents are caused.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. Who do you want to get sued by? I want to get sued by the Biebs.
Me too.
That would be great. Wait a minute. That would be amazing.
Yes, wouldn't it?
Well, would it?
Yeah. Wait,
would we have to pay him? When the dust clears, are we in trouble? I think it's a two-edged sword. You'll be excited. It'll be great publicity. But at the end of the day, don't you have to pay money?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That has happened to me.
Well, but we're WFMU.org. They'll never find us. They'll never find us. We've made sure of that, right? By playing crap for the last 30 years.
True. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim.
I did on my summer vacation.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Next week, it's a rerun.
Woo! So you know it's good.
Yeah. Well, it's more a little more likely to be good than when it's not a rerun.
Yeah. Why, where are you going to be?
Utah.
What's in Utah?
Canyonlands National Park, KZMU.
Hey, while you're there, check out the landscapes.
Yes, I've heard about those.
Yeah.
I will.
See you next week.
Okay. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Oh, I'm gone in 2 weeks.
What the hell?
I'm in L.A. I am.
Can you Skype in?
Wait, what day are we on?
We're on Wednesdays. It would be 3 p.m. in L.A.
Can't promise.
Oh, why? Who are you meeting for your little show?
Someone important. That's all I know. That's all they told me.
Yeah?
Someone important.
Huh.
I can't promise. Wait, can we do...
Roseanne Barr? We're casting the female lead now?
Yeah, Roseanne Barr.
Charlize Theron?
Charlize Theron. Wait, can we do like a pre-tape thing before you go to Utah?
No, I'm going to Utah in the morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. All right, we'll think of something.
Okay.
You're gonna miss my best friend.
I'm gonna miss you too, Bird.
But you'll be on vacation with your family, having a good old time, while I'm here all alone without you.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, wait a minute, I got an idea. You could sleep for 2 days, and when you wake up, I'll be back.
I can't sleep for 2 days.
Oh, right. Yeah, I suppose not. How about if we find another Snuffleupagus to take my place?
Where? There are no other Snuffleupaguses on Sesame Street. It's just you and your family, Snuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What can we do?
Hey there, lifers. I missed you guys last week. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
And, you know, I wouldn't have thought it, but I guess I wouldn't have expected it out of Ken, but he managed to give our show a more offensive nickname than Andy. Andy gave us Girls on Fire and Bikini Gals, and Ken has now instigated a new nickname for us, the Girly Frilly Show.
The Girly Frilly Show. Tell me about your baubles.
I don't like it. What is a bauble?
Like a bauble, like a like jewels and accessories. Bauble, B-A-U-B-L-E.
I guess.
You're asking the worst speller in the world to spell it. So, just to get some housekeeping out of the way, don't forget to join us on WFMU.org, and there'll be playlists and comments as we kind of talk through some of the things that Emily and I had done while we were apart these past couple weeks. I know.
It was hard.
Yeah. We. So, I think we got that out of the way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Twitter. You know,
Twitter,
you know, our handle, because we've got so many. Oh, you're looking at me with like scary eyes. Yeah. Do you know what our Twitter handle is, Emily?
Is it In Real Life WFMU?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I love it. I love it.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
How many followers are we up to now?
We're up to like 75.
We're up to 75 Twitter followers?
Yeah.
Look at us, man.
Yeah.
We're gaining on...
we're popular.
We're popular.
Uh-huh. Sort of. Yeah. Not really. But, you know, someday one of our tweets is going to go skyrocket.
Is that... go viral? Is that what they call that? Are we going to go viral?
We're going to viralize the internet.
We're going to viralize. We're going to be contagious.
Yeah.
Ooh. Guys, woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Share me.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew. Can you hit that dump button for me? So let's get serious here.
Yeah. My microphone is at a really weird angle.
Yeah, it is.
Ken holds his microphone at like a jaunty angle.
Yeah.
It's like...
he's the jaunty station manager.
Yeah.
That's the only angle. And I've got Andy Breckman's spit.
And
the heat coming off of this microphone from like Hollywood starism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just infuses it with...
man, it's nice. You know what's really hard? Talking to nobody in here.
Yeah, you're
M-L-E,
not kidding.
M-L-E
is the worst. I heard you tried to replace me with artificial intelligence.
The worst.
You jerk.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
It was awkward. It was awkward. She didn't laugh appropriately. You laugh at my jokes.
I do.
She laughed.
I think you're funny.
Like at me, not with me.
Oh,
you know?
That's mean. I don't like her.
No, no.
Wow.
Well,
I guess if nothing else, I'm grateful to be at WFMU, a station that can't create artificial intelligence good enough that I can be replaced by it.
Yeah,
so
that's
there's
true.
That.
There is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have that kind of budget.
You're not allowed to leave. That's the first lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get into the show, we decided to kind of do a little assignment, right,
mm-hmm.
Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the assignment was, while we both went on our separate adventures.
For summer vacation.
Yeah. You were going on a summer vacation. I'm like, I can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
So I put some things on the calendar.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's record what we've done during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll like do a little summer vacation summer.
Idea.
It was a great,
great
idea.
Idea.
So you came back, what, like Monday night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, how'd you do? And then I get this, like, doot-doot, you know, the little dots, like,
yeah,
on your iPhone when there's a message coming in.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. And it's lasting a long time. Now, Emily is a millennial, so she does text in, like, rapid succession,
mm-hmm,
you know, like one-liners, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, took some thought, and then I knew I was in trouble.
So I just, there was a lot of sand on the beach. I didn't want to get sand in my recorder. I was worried about it getting dropped in the ocean. My family had been drinking a lot, and I didn't want to record them in any sort of untoward moments. I had been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, not like a lot.
So how does it sound? How does it?
I mean, I didn't record anything exactly.
You didn't do You didn't record,
I didn't record anything.
Nothing.
No.
There's nothing on your computer right now from your summer vacation.
From my summer vacation?
Yeah.
No.
Just this sound
just
here.
Just this beach sound. Yeah. Which is...
Is that what you did? You went to the beach?
I did go to the beach. This beach sound is from YouTube.
From YouTube.
But,
not from your beach.
No, not from my beach. but there, I went to the beach. I went back to North Carolina